Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Sarah, is it filing or feeling? I always ask people.
Filing.
Filing. Recalibrating reality is a big term for what actually is quite a simple process. It's recognising what actually matters and dealing only with what actually matters in the here and now. Isn't that right? Good morning.
That's it. I know it's a big long-winded kind of theory, but it is quite simple in reality. It's basically about bringing your awareness back to yourself, back to the present moment, where there is safety most of the time now, and where there is very little to be afraid of, where there's normally and usually not much threat going on, as I say now, most of the time for most people.
Yeah. Now, you're a personal development coach and a trauma therapist, and you said there are three levels of reality, primary, second, and third, and we should do our level best to live in the primary. So what's in there? What's in the primary?
So the primary reality is our right here, right now, present environment moment. And it's, as I said, usually quite safe for most people most of the time. Now, obviously, look, there's the times where we're not safe and, you know, in dangerous situations, but most of the time it is. So then your second level reality or level two would be kind of the bigger picture of your life. And it's more what's going on around us, what's going on within our relationships, you know, could be career, could be responsibilities or commitments. And it can also be the past as well. We spend a lot of time thinking about all of those things as opposed to focusing on our present moment and on our level one reality. And then the third reality is the outer context of life, where you're talking about like media, you know, the outside world. It may not have a direct, it's basically whatever doesn't have a direct effect on you, but it's stuff that you spend time thinking about, it's stuff that you perceive and stuff that you watch, like the media, society, culture, could be wars, pandemics, all of that would be in your level three reality. So my theory is that a lot of our fear and threat comes from level two, which is the bigger picture of your life, and level three, which is everything that's going on outside your life. That's where most of the fear and threat comes from, unless now that you're in a dangerous situation where you're immediately threatened.
Sure. The best state you can be in, isn't it, Sarah, at any one time mentally, is to be surrounded. Your reality, for want of a better word, is things over which you have control. And something that you can't control doesn't belong in that circle.
No, this is it. And that's the other side of my coaching model, is recognizing what you can control and what you can't control. So within your level two reality and level three reality, there's most likely not an awful lot you can control unless there's immediate actions you can take in your present moment. So it's about recognizing that, recognizing what actions you can take to, you know, maybe alleviate whatever is causing you fear or anxiety within that moment. And then it's about recognizing when you can't control a situation or when there is no action that you can take, and let it go and kind of set the intention that you'll come back to that whenever you can take an action on it.
Yeah, there are things in life, aren't there, that we have no control over. For argument's sake, we have no control over what a neighbour or a family member, we've no control over what they do, over how they behave. We can't control that. We can control our reaction to it. And it's recognising that is the right thing.
It is, yeah. And that's like, that's the beauty of this model as well. It will really build your self-awareness, and it will really kind of make you look at and question or realise how much time you spend thinking about really insignificant things that you cannot control. Now, sorry, they may not be insignificant, but it's the things that you spend time thinking about that you can't control. A lot of that is time and energy and focus and attention wasted, unfortunately, when you could really be putting that energy into, you know, creating the life that you want, or recognizing what it is that you want, as opposed to focusing on what you don't want. And the thing about it as well is, when you build your self-awareness, you automatically increase your quality of life. There's a direct correlation between a higher self-awareness, higher emotional intelligence, and a nice, good quality of life with happiness, peace, and joy.
It's also about recognizing boundaries and being good with boundaries. One of the nice, if you like, a word of praise I heard about somebody recently. Oh yeah, she's very boundaried. It's a new word on me.
Yeah. Boundaries are very important, and I cover that in my Life Changers program. So boundaries are so important in relationships and for yourself as well, in terms of, you know, I was just chatting to Fiona about the weekend. I had a quite restful weekend, and I have to be very boundaried myself with that. I have to put those boundaries in place for myself. But also, we need boundaries in relationships. It's good to be vulnerable in relationships, but you need to know how far you can go with vulnerability. There is so much, like, I could talk for hours on boundaries. There's so much to say about it. But it's just really important to recognize, are your boundaries too weak? Are they too strong? Or are they right in the middle? And how you'll know that is the impact that different things have on you. If there's a bit of resistance in your life, if you're having, you know, if there's things that you're not happy with, then boundaries are definitely one to be looking at.
Yeah. Like, your boundaries are as in, if figuring out your boundaries and figuring out the things that actually matter. They're very aligned, aren't they?
They are. Yeah, and you really need to know what matters and what you want within your relationships and within your life to set your boundaries. And you need to know what healthy boundaries are. And we need support with that. We're not taught that, you know, actively. We haven't been. It's changing, thankfully, finally. But we haven't actively been taught about any of this stuff, really, growing up. You know, I hadn't. And that's through no fault of anybody's. We're only really starting to see now the impact of not having boundaries or not having emotional intelligence or not working on our personal development. We're starting to see that now along the lines of mental health difficulties and, you know, unresolved pain and trauma. We're seeing the massive impact that's taking on people's mental health, and, you know, hopefully people are starting to realize that it's not scary to face it. It maybe feels scary, but when you're in the moment and when you've got support in facing any unresolved pain or changes that need to be made, it's not as scary as it seems initially.
Yeah, there's a how connected to, say, the third level of reality, as you put it, is the tendency to overthink. We can overthink for Ireland, some of us.
Massively. And I would be saying to people, now, I'm not encouraging people, you know, like, look, the term ignorance is bliss comes to mind for me, but I'm not encouraging people to be dispassionate or not to empathize with, you know, what's going on in the world. That's not it at all.
Sure.
But I even found myself during the pandemic, especially, I was getting very, very fearful about what was going on. It was creating a lot of fear in me. And I really had to switch off from that. And I had to really filter what I was looking at on social media and what I was listening to on the news, all of that. So you really have to be like, if something is having consequences in your life in a negative way, you really have to look at that. And that's where the boundaries part comes in then, to set your boundaries around that, because that's going to protect your mental health. And that's the ultimate goal at the end of the day, you know, to preserve your peace and preserve your inner happiness, or increase it, whatever the case may be. So yes, the level three of reality, the outer, whatever is going on in the world, can have a huge impact on worry and fear and overthinking and anxiety.
Is it kind or unkind to stop someone when they're talking to you and say, come here, you know, you have no control over the situation you're talking about. You have no control over it. Step away from it. It's not doing any good. Is it kind or unkind to do that?
I would say to take every case as it comes. So we'll say it depends on how a person is feeling as well. Some days you're able for the conversations and other days you're not. So I would take it on, you know, a day by day basis, check in with how you're feeling. And if you are talking to somebody who's pretty fixated on something that you are not too comfortable with, you can communicate that in a very gentle, non-judgmental, nice way by saying, look, I appreciate you want to talk about this, but at the moment I'm not feeling great around that. So is there any chance we could, you know, change the subject and maybe move on to something a bit more, you know, on neutral ground, as opposed to something that strikes up a lot of opinions, which can be a bit, you know, divisive in conversations between friends or family or relationships, you know.
How important is it to just every so often take time to yourself, and maybe with a piece of paper even and a pen, to write down the things that matter right here, right now?
Very important and very beneficial. It shouldn't be, you know, it doesn't have to be a chore. It doesn't have to be something that you don't look forward to. It should be like a discovery kind of a thing to see. I do it regularly myself. I try to do it at least once a week if I can, if not once every couple of weeks, just to sit down, check in with myself. How am I feeling? What's going on for me? Is there any actions that I can take around that? What are the general feelings? Do I need support with that? Is there someone that can help me, that I can share with, that I can, you know, talk it through with? I'm very active with my personal development anyway. I'm constantly learning and things like that. But, you know, it's a really enjoyable process when you make it, you know, something that you want to do, not something that you have to do, you know?
Okay. All right. Recalibrating reality is a big umbrella term for just sorting out the things that matter and teaching yourself to sort out and focus only on the things that matter and actually matter to you and matter to you right now. MerryMeCentre.ie is where you'll find out an awful lot more about recalibrating reality. Sarah Phelan, thank you for that. She's a personal development coach and trauma therapist.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.